You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. I'm thrilled to be joined with a good friend, a talented musician, and a great worship pastor. I'm talking about Micah Kirsch, who serves at Henderson Hills Baptist Church in Edmond, Oklahoma. Micah, welcome to Messenger
Thanks
Insight.
So much. Thanks so much. It's good to be here.
Now, I'm excited to announce on the program and to our listeners that you have a new CD out, and we wanted to bring you on today so you could talk about that. Tell us about the CD and why you felt led to produce it at this time.
Well, very cool. First of all, thanks so much for the opportunity. So honestly, this has been years in the making. Some of these songs have been written literally. Well, there's a song that I wrote for my son, and he's 11, and I wrote it when we first found out we were having a son. So that song's been around a while. And then some were written within the last year. This has been something that I've wanted to do for a long time, and honestly, due to either just the timing or the financial aspects of it or whatever, it just never came together. And about 8 to 9 months ago, by God's grace, there were some people that said they would like to help provide a way for me to put this together. And so it's been a tremendous blessing to go through the process of recording, to put songs that I've written out there and to be vulnerable with those and put those out there and allow people to speak into them and give insight and then ultimately to put the album together. So it released February 1st, and so I've done a couple like CD release events at my home church, one at my home church, and then one at the former church that I used to serve at in UConn. And those have been just really, really a blessing to get to lead the people, but then sing songs that I've been able to write. And so it's been a very cool experience.
That's awesome. Now, I know God has equipped you with many musical talents and a heart for worship, but could you tell us maybe an overview of what songs are on the CD?
Sure.
And then there's one of the specific songs I want to ask you about in just a minute.
Cool. Honestly, it is. I'm a pastor at heart, and I feel that God's given music as a tool to help teach and to pastor people. And for this album in particular, it's kind of unique in the sense that some of the songs are purely written and intentionally written with the congregation in mind, so written for the church to sing together. There's a song called Proclaim from Psalm 96, and it's just this idea of proclaiming the glory of the Lord, telling of His salvation from day to day. There's a song called Psalm 100 I just basically took the text of Psalm 100, put it to music, and then added an additional bridge part to it. And then there's some songs that are more personal devotion or personal worship in mind. And so it's unique in that sense that there are definitely some songs that were written with the church coming together to sing in mind, and then others that are really more just out of what God is doing in my own heart. There's a song called No One Else that I wrote several years ago. And I was studying through the Psalms of Asaph, and they're in this, and there's a Psalm 73, and you know, Asaph is just dealing with the reality of really being upset because it appears to him that the evil are the ones who are being blessed, and he is doing all that he can to live for the glory of God, but at least on the surface, not experiencing that blessing. And then about halfway through that psalm, there's a point where he says, but God, only you know their end. And then it says, and he went into the temple and he worshiped. And it just speaks of the sovereignty of God, that he knows all things. He's in control of all things. There's nothing that happens that shocks him or concerns him.
Amen.
And so that was at a point in my life that I just experienced that. And so, yeah, so it's kind of unique in that way.
Excellent. Well, you know, thinking about music as a universal language, it just speaks to us on such a deep level. C.S. Lewis said that in heaven, there will be silence and music. In hell, there's only noise. You think about what a important part of our earthly life music is, sure. and then heavenly life. One of the songs sticks out to me on the album, How Lovely Your Grace. Yeah. Let's take a quick listen in on that.
Grace, grace that is greater, greater than all my sin. Love, love that is truer, how could we comprehend? That you never will turn away from the sinner you came to save. How lovely your grace. Without the cross there'd be no hope at all. Far from God we would be. But through his blood is redemption.
Well done, Micah. Could you tell us more about that song,
sure.
what went into it, its meaning?
So I would say that the central theme of the album is the grace of God. And many times we think of grace for salvation or grace in the future when we speak of heaven. Mm-hmm. But really, and that is obviously true, but the reality and the evidence of grace is seen in the fact that I'm breathing right now, and the fact that we're talking, the fact that we can be brothers in Christ is evidence of God's grace. So every moment of every day is seen in God's grace. And so the song, How Lovely Your Grace, really reminds us and points us to the beauty of salvation. And there's a line that says, how can we comprehend the depths of your love? And it truly is a reminder just of just the reality of without the death of Christ on the cross, without him being our atoning sacrifice, without him bearing the wrath of God upon himself, we absolutely have no hope. And so the loveliness of God's grace is seen in the cross, and it's seen in our redemption. And so that's probably been the song that I would say most people kind of gravitate to as they listen to it. And that's the one I've gotten great feedback in many ways, but that's the one that people keep coming up to and talking about. So I'm really grateful for the blessing that it's been in my life and others as well.
Now, if someone's listening to this and they want to get their hands on a copy or buy it as a gift copy, definitely. What's the best way, what's the best place to do that?
Sure. It is available on iTunes. And so as far as digital downloads and stuff, that's the easiest way, iTunes and Amazon. If you are wanting a hard copy, probably the easiest way would just send an email to MicahKirsch@gmail.com. And
go ahead and spell that
okay.
for everybody here.
It's Micah, M-I-C-A-H, Kirsch, K-E-R-S-H, @gmail.com. And I can get you a hard copy that way as well.
That's great. Congratulations on it all coming together. And I know God will continue to have his hand. How do you see, stepping back, thinking broader, how do you see music and worship in the life of the church and perhaps as a means for God to bring revival and repentance? Mm. Could you talk about that just
love
as
to.
A worship pastor?
Yeah, I'd love to. Well, I get the privilege to lead worship each weekend at Henderson Hills Baptist Church and alongside tremendous people and a great pastor. And when I think about music and its use in worship and in the church, and I go quickly to Colossians 3 that says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And one aspect of teaching is the use of psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And so whenever we begin to put songs together for corporate worship, we take great strides to make sure that what we're singing is, first of all, theologically true, that it's doctrinally rich, that it's not, that the songs that we're singing are truly gospel-centered, they're God-oriented, as opposed to maybe just this is a good song and it's representative of how I feel about God. I think there's a place for responsive songs, but we want to make sure that when we sing songs, when we pick songs, we're putting truth into the lips of our people, the people that God has entrusted to us at Henderson Hills particularly. And so so we go to great strides to make sure that the songs we sing are God-honoring, they're rich with theology. And fortunately, obviously, there's great hymns that have been written through the years that do a tremendous job of that. And there's really a new emphasis, I think, among modern hymn writers that are writing songs for the church, but are thinking doctrinally, they're thinking theologically, and not just it's got a cool groove and it rhymes well. And I'm so grateful for that as somebody who is looking for songs to invite our congregation to sing along with us. And it is so important that we are intentional about the songs that we choose. So I think God uses music. It's a tool. God created it for His glory, for the edification of His church. It is not worship in and of itself, but it is a tool that God uses to draw us to Christ, to remind us of the cross.
Amen. Just one more question, Micah, and it would be, how could we best pray for you, for this ministry, for your church? How could Oklahoma Baptist lift you up best? Any prayer requests?
Thank you so much. My greatest desire is that we see people saved. And so Amen. When we gather for corporate worship, we recognize that every time we gather, there are lost people there, and they need to hear the gospel. They need to see the gospel displayed in our people. And so particularly for us, we're seeing God move in Edmond, but we're also seeing God move around the world in some very unique ways. We've adopted the Unreached People Group in Brussels. Brussels is primarily Northern African. Well, this certain area is Northern African immigrants, Muslims in Brussels that we're reaching out to. And we're seeing Muslim women, for instance, come to know Christ.
Praise
and
God.
And we're just so grateful for what God is doing and continuing to draw lost people to Himself. And so that would be our prayer that for our church. For our family, I have three small kids. Mm-hmm. So would God show us grace how we raise our kids and my wife and I. So that would be the biggest prayer for us.
Amen.
I appreciate you asking.
We sure will. We're talking to Micah Kirsch, who serves as worship pastor at Henderson Hills Baptist Church in Edmond, Oklahoma. Congratulations on your new CD. I encourage everyone listening to this to check it out online or email Micah. Give us your email address one more time.
Sure. And, sure. You can always call the church, Henderson Hills Baptist Church, and ask for me, but just a personal email, Micah Kirsch, MICAHKERSH @gmail.com. Or like I said, iTunes or Amazon as well.
Thanks, Micah. Well, congratulations again.
Thanks.
And we'll pray God continues to use this worship album for His glory.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
God bless.
You too.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.